At just 22 months old, Brunel Etienne Jr. of Brockton had a stroke. It was caused by sickle cell disease, a blood disorder that changes the shape of red blood cells. Now in his 20s, Etienne is preparing to become the third patient at Dana-Farber and Boston Children's Hospital to test a novel therapy for sickle cell disease. WBUR's Karen Weintraub has our story.
Brunel Etienne Jr. spends one day every month getting a blood transfusion.
Give me a big cough, hon.
He lies propped up in a hospital bed while a nurse checks the machine that exchanges his blood for someone else's healthy blood.
Ever since I was like 22 months old, I've been dealing with this.
Etienne is 26 years old. He's been getting these transfusions since he was a toddler to treat his sickle cell disease. That's an inherited condition that causes some red blood cells to be pointy and rigid instead of round and flexible. The sickle-shaped cells can get stuck in blood vessels. This can trigger pain, strokes, and even organ failure. Transfusions keep the blood flowing better, but Etienne is hoping this transfusion will be his last. Tomorrow, he checks into the hospital to begin a research trial aimed at curing sickle cell disease.
When I was first introduced to the trial, I honestly jumped at the chance for it. If it doesn't work, the research they have from me is what they can change for other kids who have the same disease as I do have.
Sickle cell disease affects 100,000 Americans and millions more worldwide. It comes from a mutated gene that patients inherit from both their mother and their father. For Etienne, the biggest problem is that his misshapen blood cells make it hard for oxygen to reach all the places it needs to go in his body.
I tend to get like really, very tired.
A bone marrow transplant can cure sickle cell, but few patients have relatives who are a perfect match, and transplants can be deadly. So doctors at Dana-Farber Boston Children's Hospital are trying an alternative. They knew that even with the gene for sickle cell, newborns make healthy blood. And they figured out a way to flip a genetic switch so patients make that healthy blood again. Manny Johnson is the first person ever to receive gene therapy for sickle cell. He volunteered for the trial because he has a 7-year-old brother who also has the disease. Johnson's generally healthy, but he was sick of the transfusions he's needed since he had a massive stroke at age 4.
I kept telling myself I had the least amount of problems with sickle cell, so I felt like I was more than well enough physically and mentally to do it. So I was like, I should just go for it, you know what I'm saying?
For yourself, for other people?
I did it for my little brother first, me second, and then the people, you know, the rest of the world.
Johnson says he didn't get bored during a month of isolation in the hospital. He just played a lot of video games. He had to undergo chemotherapy to knock out his existing blood supply.
It was tough.
Yeah.
You know, not eating, not sleeping, not drinking, losing your hair, skin, you know, everything. But it was all temporary. That's why I was okay with it.
Scientists took some of Johnson's blood and infected it with a virus designed to alter a gene in the cells that become red blood cells. Then they gave him back his own gene-edited blood. He was in Dr. David Williams' office late last year when he saw pictures of his blood for the first time.
This is his blood before gene therapy, so these are sickle cells, all these. You probably know that already, right?
That's my stuff?
That's your blood from many years ago. We keep it. We keep the slides.
Williams is the chief scientific officer of Boston Children's. He points to another slide from after Johnson's gene treatment. It's full of round, healthy blood cells.
Oh, wow. I've never seen this before.
Yeah. It's cool, huh?
Yeah, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
Williams will continue to follow Johnson, but he says the results so far are encouraging. He's looking to repeat this success.
We want to prove that it is not just him, but in every patient, and we want to prove it's durable.
Durable for Johnson and for the newest patient, Brunel Etienne Jr. His blood transfusion is almost done, and he's trying not to think about how awful his next few weeks will be. Instead, he's focusing on the Super Bowl he attended last month as a guest of New England Patriots safety Devin McCourty. McCourty has a relative with sickle cell, and he befriended Etienne a few years ago on a visit to the hospital. McCourty surprised Etienne with tickets for him and his mom to travel to the big game.
It was around Christmas time, so it was like, that was like the biggest Christmas present I ever had. So I was so happy. I was like in shock.
Etienne dreams about going to another Super Bowl next year. By then, he may not have to worry about running out of energy or rushing back to Boston to get another blood transfusion. And doctors at Dana-Farber-Boston Children's say if all goes well, they hope to offer gene editing to many more sickle cell patients. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Karen Weintraub.